Later, when the corner had gone quiet, the Volkit stayed, turning his glowing wizard over and over. "It's strange," he said. "The color I almost didn't use, the one that seemed wrong, is the one that made everything else right. How do you know to trust the wrong one?" Prism thought about her tidy, lifeless piles and her uncle's electric bundle and the feathers that only sang once they had an opposite beside them. "You feel it," she said. "There's this little lift right here in my chest, a bright, delighted click, the moment two colors that shouldn't get along suddenly make each other more, warmer, cooler, louder, truer." She spread her mismatched feathers, blue against orange, and they blazed. Nothing beautiful is ever alone. It's always leaning on something different from itself, and that leaning is what makes it shine. Once you feel that click, you stop being afraid of the color that seems wrong, because that's usually the one that wakes the whole thing up. The Volkit looked at his sunset wizard, then at Prism's blazing feathers, and grinned like he'd been let in on the best secret in the woods.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Prism. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.